Bread on. Apply directly to the bread. Bread on. Apply directly to the bread. Bread on. Apply directly to the bread.
Look for it where margarine and other believable butter spreads are found. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo!
Wow, that was an interesting one.
Yeah, it's easy when there's no teeth in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
you really went all out at the dentist today.
Yeah, just get rid of them, huh? It's cheaper sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
Just brick to the face.
Brick to the face?
Brick to the face.
How much do they charge you for that?
Like, still $100. It was really, I was like, I could buy a brick and brick my own face.
But you wouldn't get the Novocaine.
They were supposed to give you Novocaine?
You would think so.
Have you bite on a rag? That would have been like another 300 hour. No, I can't bite on anything because they're breaking
If you're biting when they throw the brick at your face, at least your teeth are in one place. They kind of just stick in the rag.
You just put like rope. Plaster of Paris or something and then they do it.
Yeah. Jeez. Toothless people.
Oh, that's what I'm becoming.
You are, yeah, well.
We all become that way the older we get.
Do we? I don't know. Does everyone's teeth all fall out? I don't know.
One day.
We should ask Orson.
Technically.
Or Walter, whichever one's still alive. I can't remember.
Not
today, though.
Not today.
No,
not
we're talking today. About toothless people.
From Polka Party.
Polka Party.
You know, the album that did great. This is the best song off the best album.
It's Opposite Day also? The more we do these songs off Polka Party, the more I regret my stating how much I love this album. It's like, this one wasn't so. Yeah, that one wasn't so. Okay, maybe I was just,
There's like two good ones.
Maybe I liked it because I was playing some really good video games at the time. That may be it.
Hey, I did that with Bare Naked Ladies Maroon.
Yeah.
I used to play Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on my Dreamcast.
Ooh.
And I could always play, and we'd always end up at the boss battle on like the same song. It was crazy. Because, I mean, if you're kicking butt, then you're just like, it's fairly
best
straightforward.
CD ever, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is actually a parody of a song, believe it or not. Like a direct parody of Ruthless People.
Yep.
Which is a song by Mick Jagger.
I think people may have heard of him.
Band. Yes, but it's also another song based on a movie.
Right.
Polka Party has so many songs that are directly based on movies. It's a little disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what, Charlie?
Well, let's see. Living with a Hernia was off of a
Rocky,
thing. Yeah. Here's Johnny.
Not really a movie.
It
but...
could be. There's a tie-in to the movie. A movie.
Okay.
Toothless People.
Yeah.
That's it for
that's
now.
It. Well, that's not. I wouldn't say so. Oh,
maybe it's
many.
The other one.
I think you may be thinking of something else because one of those is a TV show.
Okay.
There's maybe two from soundtracks of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of his parodies are from soundtracks of movies, which is kind of odd.
Mm.
Yeah. So whatever.
He doesn't. Well, I mean, a lot of his songs end up being movie based, but
I guess,
but not necessarily movie directly based on the movie theme song like this one is kind of
right.
But yeah, so it's interesting. This, however, is not.
No.
I talked about that interview last couple weeks ago, where he was talking about like signing the deal with Michael Jackson and stuff.
Yeah.
He also was asked point blank, what's your best and worst song?
Yep.
And he was like, well, right now I think White and Nerdy is my best song because it's sort of like I've had, 40 years of my life, researching it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, and Toothless People.
Yeah. Or parody?
Is the
question was song or parody?
Parody. It must have been parody.
Yeah, I think parody. Because I'm not sure if it's his worst song ever, but I think hands down worst parody, I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's hard because it's so bad.
Yeah.
But then every once in a while, there's a couple of lyrics, there's a couple of twists.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, that's amusing.
I still found myself singing along with it just because the serial number of times I've heard this CD, I still can't help myself to sing along with it, even though I just really don't much care for it. It's still kind of catchy. But I mean, it's based on a song that's really not good. And I don't know if it's on purpose, because Mick Jagger's, you know, he's great. The Rolling Stones are fantastic. And the attitude of the song is just like, meh. He's like, he's almost trying to sound bad. It's from a bad movie.
It's girls just
want to
have lunch, but with Mick Jagger.
Yeah. But like, even Mick Jagger's version is just like, he's like phoning it in. It's like, he didn't want to do this for the movie, it seems like. He's just like, y'all need a paycheck, whatever. I'll go in there and I'll just do this bloody song. Ruthless people. I'm going to get a drink. Now I'm done with this one. That was Mick Jagger's day, pretty much. So
that's okay.
That was an actual clip from when the recording session.
Wow, I can't believe we actually got
that. I found that somewhere. That's
amazing. YouTube these
days.
That's
how it went.
Yeah.
So no, I mean that seems like, I don't know, Weird Al was like, I'm gonna do a parody of this song, I'm gonna do it the same, I don't give a crap way that Mick Jagger did, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bad parody of a bad song from a bad movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the problem is people have speculated that Weird Al sort of was like, oh, hey, there's this Zucker Brothers movie, or at least written by the Zucker Brothers or something. And it's coming out, and Mick Jagger is singing the theme song.
It sounds like it should be awesome.
It's got to be a hit, right? So he like, and this is, it wasn't. The movie itself wasn't that great. And so this didn't really take off that much. And so it was just a pile and the bottom one, the foundation wasn't good, and so the whole thing fell apart.
It didn't really do great.
And to be honest, both songs that he has about dentists, I'm not that thrilled about.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like,
we'll get the other
subject
one.
Matter wise or something, like, it doesn't.
If you're gonna do a song about dentistry, I think the other one, the Cavity Search, is way better.
I'm not
and I
I'm
like
not
it.
Saying it's not better.
You don't like either, I know. But it's one of his, I don't know, better songs, but it's not like bottom dwelling like this one is. I think it's a good song. I enjoy that one. I think it's a redemption. If you're going to be singing about teeth and dentistry, that one I just think was way better, and I think it's a pretty good song.
To me, Owl City had a much better song about dentistry.
Owl City?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's full of puns, and it's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. One of the lines is something to the effect of when the hygienist is away, dentists lose their patience. Yeah, exactly. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's what I know. You'll be a dentist from Little Shop of Horrors.
No, it's not. That's a good song.
That's
a good song.
Fantastic dentistry.
And that's
song.
Sung by a comedian too. So yeah,
Steve
let's just
Martin.
Can we just talk about that song instead?
Yeah, let's do that. That song was with Steve Martin. Not originally, but you know, he did a pretty darn good job in that movie. He made it famous, and it seems like it should have been written for him, but it was actually performed before that by other people, which blew my mind, because I really thought it was like something added to the movie for Steve Martin. It was so Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he did a great job.
Yeah. You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing things. We have to go back.
Yeah, we have to go back. All right. Steve J said he's proud of the bass in this song.
Yeah, the bass is really good. Yeah, yeah. The background singers are fantastic. They're spot on with the original song.
Warren Loon, played trumpet.
Okay. Trumpet
good for
was
him.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah.
It was jazzy,
And it's not even
haunting.
Weird Al's. Like, Weird Al also did Hot Rocks Polka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so
which
if he's
so good.
If he's doing Rolling Stones, why not just, you know? Yeah. And in fact, that was the next polka he did.
The next album?
I believe so.
Well, not the next album, but yeah, the next one that had a polka on it was, even worse.
Yeah, so I mean, the next album didn't have any polka on it, because I think
Lasagna's
Polka
dead.
Party kind of like ruined the polka thing, too.
Right.
We talked about.
Yeah.
But the next polka he did was UHF.
Yep.
And that was Hot Rocks Polka.
Yes, we'll definitely get to that, and that's great.
So hopefully that's definitely a redemption in terms of Mick Jaggerness of things.
Yeah, and there's other, like, I think at least one, or I think maybe two other polkas that have Rolling Stones songs in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or Mick Jagger songs, you know, because
so yeah, that's a, I mean, we're
State
basically
of Shock. State of Shock. I was trying to think
State
of.
State of Shock.
Anyways.
See, much better. Anything was better than this song. Really, honestly, this is going to be the shortest podcast, and I'm good. I'm okay with
stretching.
It because we're just getting it out. One of the most amusing things, though, that I found was the movie is sort of about this like woman who's taken, kidnapped and held for ransom, but her husband was there to like, was going to kill her anyways, and so he's like, no, take her. And then then she's stuck with these people who are trying to ransom her, and they're like, no, we don't want her, and she actually gets annoying, right?
Yeah.
And some people, I think they even claimed that the movie probably was based on Ransom of Red Chief, which is another story where somebody steals somebody and then gets really annoyed with it. And so they end up having to like give them back.
Yeah.
And it reminded me a lot of UHF.
I was going to say, was you he in the closet like, singing Bonanza?
Exactly. So to me, that was a fun connection. I was like, yeah, that talks. Yeah. That translates a little bit. That's sure. That's something we could talk
was it
about.
Bette Midler is the annoying woman?
Yes, I believe
probably,
so.
Probably. Yeah. Good casting. I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't work.
Not great. Well, do you have a favorite lyric?
Are we yes,
jumping
actually,
ahead to that?
Actually, we can talk about the lyrics. Okay. Some of the lyrics aren't horrible.
No.
My favorite lyric is lots of them suffering from trench mouth and gum disease. Yeah. At least they don't have to worry about cavities.
Yes.
I was like, that's a good
pretty
rhyme. They rhyme the two important words
from
like a comedian / makeup stuff kind of singing standpoint. It's
sure.
Like, those are good.
It works.
Good target rhyme.
There you go.
Good working things.
We are really lowering the bar on this one.
We are.
Yes.
We are.
All right. Well, I will go with, you can brush them, you can floss them. There's just one thing you can't ignore. If you lose them, you're in trouble because the tooth fairy won't come no more.
Yeah. I was about to mention that one.
Yeah.
I think it should be because the tooth fairy won't give you more.
That would be better.
I like that lyric. It's not horrible, but that I thought that's what he was about to say, and then he doesn't. And it was like, oh, man.
It would have worked too. Yeah.
It would have worked.
Tooth fairy won't bring you more. I like that.
It's just,
but she's not known for bringing you tea. She just, you know, comes and gives you money.
Well, exactly. That's why she won't bring you more. You know, you're stupid. You don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, that's really it.
Ratings. Yeah, let's just dive on into this one. I pondered last week. I asked you the question, could I go less than one?
Yeah.
But we say our ranking is 1 to 5, okay. So I can't go less than one. I will give it a 1.
1.
Yep.
Done. We're
one
done.
And done.
One
this
and
may,
one
I don't
done.
Foresee anything else being lower than this one, so this may be our dead
this
bo-
is
rock
last.
Bottom song.
Well, definitely, because we both agreed, too.
Yes.
There might be another one where one of us doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah, but I have other ones coming up, but not very many.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I think you may like one or two of those more than me, so.
Probably.
Wow, you just listened to our podcast on our least favorite
Yay,
Weird Al song.
Congratulations. Woo! It was only 10 minutes long. So we're going to get out real fast. If you actually like Toothless People, don't
wrong
call
with you?
Us at the line 302-72-WEIRD. But if you hate it just as much as we do, give us a call at that.
There's probably someone out there who's like, this is my favorite Weird Al song. Maybe probably a dentist or
They're
something.
Waiting for this one, right? No, not even dentists, because dentists have another song to enjoy.
That's true.
There's no reason for this song.
Maybe Mick Jagger. Maybe this is his favorite Weird Al song.
Maybe this is the only one he's okay with because he was like, I hated the song to begin with.
Yeah.
So he did something with it. But that's the thing. I don't think this song is better than the other song.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, once in a while,
they're
Weird
both
Al
pretty
songs
awful.
Better. But yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This song is not. Weird Al does not actually make this song any better.
That's a tough one. I think. I don't know. Maybe a little, but no, his voice is worse than Mick Jagger's awful voice in the, oh God, it's hard to say who's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways,
okay.
This is depressing.
Okay. So, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're all Yankovics.
Yeah.
And,
it's all uphill from here.
It is.
All uphill from here.
Everything else
this
is
uphill. This is the low point of our podcasting.
Oh, gosh. So let's just end it now.
All right. Bye-bye.
The podcast, not the
No. We're fine. We'll be back. We will be back. We're not that depressed about this song.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.